The Godfather, Part 2 is a 1974 American crime drama film directed by Francis Ford Coppola and a sequel to the 1972 film The Godfather. The film continues the story of the Corleone family, following the events of the first film. The film begins with a flashback to the young Vito Corleone's arrival in New York City in 1901. Vito is a poor Sicilian immigrant who escapes a life of poverty in his homeland and begins a new life in America. He eventually becomes a successful businessman and establishes a powerful mafia family in the Little Italy neighborhood of New York City. The present-day storyline follows the events of the first film, with Michael Corleone now the head of the Corleone crime family. Michael is faced with numerous challenges as he tries to expand the family's power and eliminate his rivals. He is betrayed by his older brother, Fredo, John Cazale, and is forced to deal with the threat of Tom Hagen, Robert Duvall, the family's lawyer, who tries to assert his own power within the organization. As Michael's hold on the family tightens, he becomes increasingly ruthless and paranoid. He orders the assassination of a rival gangster, Hyman Roth, Lee Strasberg, and begins to distance himself from his wife, Kay, Diane Keaton, and his siblings. The film's prequel storyline follows Vito's rise to power in the early 1900s. He begins as a small-time thief and eventually becomes a powerful mafia boss, earning the respect and loyalty of his fellow gangsters. Vito is forced to confront the corrupt police and politicians who try to control him and is eventually forced to flee to Sicily after being ambushed by a rival gang. The film ends with a series of flashbacks that show the parallels between the lives of Vito and Michael. Both men struggle to balance their loyalty to their families with their desire for power and respect. In the end, both men are betrayed by those closest to them and are forced to confront the consequences of their actions.